Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Third down and 8 for the Pats from the 10. Ball on the right hash. Hogan started in motion, resets left slot. Brady takes the snap. He moves up. He's under pressure. He throws it right. A dart for White on the money. Touchdown, Patriots.
Holy smokes, Tom Brady. With a rusher in his face, may have thrown his best pass of the 2018 campaign. An absolute laser with James White on the matchup. Now, he said something to White as the huddle broke. To say, hey, get ready, I'm coming to you. And what got the drive going? Throws to Gronkowski, throws to James White. You go back to your two big money players. We got a ball game, kids.
One o'clock hour here on Zolak and Bertrand. 617-779-0985.
Thought you had a ball game. Made it interesting.
It's time now to see who we should reward for their performance in yesterday's game. Brought to you by Coors Light. Be sure to download the Coors Light Rewards app and start earning rewards all football season long, including a video chat with Zoe. So, Zoe, based on what you saw last night, who should we reward today?
I'm going to go with James White, and I mean, this is going to get repetitive at some point because I think, you know, you look at the running back position and who gives you the chance to pop, whether it's outside on the screen, and even look at him at the end of the game, and we'll get back to the touchdown pass, the 10-yarder to Brady that I thought was absolutely pinpoint beautiful. You know, you figured out what you wanted to do there defensively against them. You get the turnover, you capitalize, but White running hard at the end of the game, I think, is something that, you know, Bill could take that film and stick it up there for this team. Like you say, well, what are we going to look at? What are we going to do about working hard? Here's how you work hard. Here's how you get better, young kids. Sony Michel, watch 28 here. Watch this kid run. Watch the point in the game. Look at the score. Look at the clock going down. We're under 2 minutes. We're down 16. Is he giving up? Take a look at 84 on the outside. What's his body language? Non-existent. There's your problem right now. We got one guy, two guy, maybe four guys playing, seven people taking a freaking playoff. I never see James White take a playoff. When he comes in the game, he has a chance to do something every single time he touches the football.
Yep.
He and Gronkowski are game breakers right now, and that's all you have as weapons right now.
All
until
right.
Edelman gets back.
I would reward Dietrich Wise
that's
for
a good
his
pick.
Performance yesterday because he's playing on a defense that desperately needs energy and needs to play with emotion and needs to, you know, come out of the gate strong.
He came out at halftime.
And they didn't do that in the first half, but on the first drive of the second half, right, the first drive on second down and three, you saw him come up with a big stop. He stood up LeGarrette Blount. He stopped him at the line of scrimmage. And when he did that, you sort of have one of those tackles where he's taking him down and then four teammates are there with him, right?
Right.
And he's on all of his teammates to, come on, let's go. You know, get the energy there. Look like, stop looking like such a dead team. And on the very next play, you had the Bentley pick.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe that led to a little something there. I don't know. Still, not trying to take anything away from Bentley. But made a good play.
But the combination of young kids making plays there, and but maybe that gets him going.
Making a play on second down, they get the pick on third down, and after the James White touchdown and what you just mentioned, right? That was when he had a sack on that next drive for Detroit.
Right.
Came around the end.
One hand.
Looked quick. Got there. Brought down Matthew Stafford. And I thought, this is a guy who showed up to work tonight.
Yep.
Trying to get things going. Trying to get his teammates going.
Coaches look for plays like that that you could potentially build off and coach guys up on. Because
yes.
You see something. There's a flash of something there. Okay, let's hone it. Let's tune this thing up. And let's try and get him going. That's a good pick. I thought Gilmore was decent yesterday. Hey, give up a long. People say that's on him. Even though safety's got that one. Safety's came up and stepped up and said, that's our guy. We screwed that up. So worried about Golden Tate on the other side. They slipped Jones up underneath. Great play call, by the way, by Jim Bob Cooter. One of the greatest names in all football. That's a football coach, Jim Bob Cooter. What'd you name him after? Jim Bob.
Jim Bob, that's a common name down there.
I know.
Jim Bob. Yeah,
Billy Ray. I'm trying to think. We got Billy Ray. We got Jim Bob. We got Bo Feet, Bo Cetius.
Jim Bob. So we
Billy Bo.
No phones working as of yet here at the Sports Hub, but the stream is back up online.
Oh, good.
Just in case you want
to. Welcome back to the stream,
people. Yeah, our stream is up and working.
Stream is working.
If you want to stream us at 98.5thesportshub.com or through the 98.5 The Sports Hub app, I encourage you to do so. TV's still going with our audio feed with some pictures. So that works. It's fine.
Yeah.
A lot of emails. So we still have access to email, of course. Still got our phones and stuff. Yeah. So we're getting emails coming in. I had a lot of emails today.
A lot of emails.
You want me to read some of them?
Yeah.
All right. This one from Ryan that says, "What's up, Beetle and Zoe?" Tough one last night.
Yep.
"Watching the linebackers got me thinking about how the NFL seems to have transitioned from the big, rough, run-stuffing linebackers to now those smaller, quicker, faster linebackers. Just look at Jacksonville. I think the Pats have hit that point where the size and lack of speed is going to be an issue. It reminded me of the Bruins playoff drought that took place after they had lost the Cup in 13. They had the size that worked in the old NHL but lacked the speed that the NHL had become. The Pats are clearly at a crossroads, and the days of the run-stuffing big linebackers are no more. It doesn't appear they can scheme their way out of it this time. Have a good week, guys. Ryan in Fairfield, Connecticut."
Name we haven't mentioned today, Adrian Claiborne. Guy you paid a lot of money in the offseason and look like, okay, he's got a motor. He's a guy in camp that works hard and just seems like he's tapped out. Like in the biggest spots, he's not on the field. That says something. You know, here's the thing where we thought they had so much depth and the excitement. Even after week one, you beat Houston. Building off what you did in the preseason, wow, you have a rotational depth up front. You're going to keep guys fresh. Anybody see Malcolm Brown? Side of a milk carton right now.
The speed of linebacker, though, to his email?
Yeah, but I'm not.
They're slow.
See, that's selective against.
Bentley's not.
If you're out of nickel, see, what we're going to eventually get to. If you play nickel or you play dime, and you're going to go the backer, it's going to be Bentley on the field. And yesterday, they took Cyrus Jones and some of the dime situations, put him as the mic in the middle, and he was the backer. At least you got some speed.
Why do you think they're doing that?
Running backs.
Because they're slow.
Third down.
They're slow. That's why.
Theoretic.
They're too slow in linebackers. Yeah. That's why you had Cyrus Jones in that spot. John wrote us this.
What do you write?
"Hey, guys, not sure if anyone noticed and might be completely irrelevant given the current state of the team, but Brady changed his helmet back to the old style last night. Does it mean anything?
No.
Do you think the new helmet bothered him?"
I wore the new helmet all week in practice. Look at the pictures from practice this week. You wore the new helmet. Could be an echo thing within a dome. I don't know. Could be the way the internal, you know, well, the makeup of the helmet is designed. I don't know.
Do you know where I put the helmet category for Tom Brady?
843rd?
No. I'm not talking about ranking it versus the team's current. Like what department I put it in?
Yeah.
I put it in the I need my footballs at 10.5. It's completely irrelevant.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually impact the way he plays, but it's in his head that it does. The PSI of a football versus the type of helmet he's wearing, those are quirky things that really don't impact how well he's going to play, because we've seen him play with the fully inflated footballs, and he was the MVP of the league. No problem at all with a fully inflated ball.
Right.
We've seen him play with the new helmet, and he's been just fine with that new helmet, but it's in his head that he's not, that something's off, that the vision is different, or it doesn't look right. Or there's a problem, or he can't be the same quarterback because he's wearing a helmet that every other guy in the league is already wearing.
Yeah, it can give you a headache. It can. And it can press on certain areas of your head you're not used to, and it gives you a headache, and I'm switching back. Whatever.
Got some really nasty anti-Bill Belichick emails today.
Yeah.
I can read some of those.
Save those for 5 weeks from now.
You want to hang on to them?
I want you to hang on to those for 5 weeks from now when they sort of settle down here and the extension of the preseason is kind of over. And week 5 and 6 is where he really says, that's the type of team I know I have. Week 5, week 6, I know what type of football team I have. And we'll bring those out.
Rob Gronkowski confirmed Adam Schefter's report yesterday morning. Confirmed what Schefter said on television, which was a culmination of a lot of reports. It was sort of the putting a bow on it and wrapping this thing up about the Rob Gronkowski trade rumors. Gronk confirmed it. What do we make of that? We'll get to that coming up next.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
There was a report today that said you were almost traded to the Lions, but threatened to retire. Just wanted to get your comments on that.
Yeah, it happened. And Brady's my quarterback. That's all. Wasn't going anywhere without Brady.
Okay, a couple of things here. Number one, we've got Patriots tickets for you on Thursday.
Nice.
Two chances to win, 11:30 and 1:30. On Thursday, two chances to win. Pats tickets for this weekend's game.
You got an undefeated team coming to town. A good team.
A must-win game for the Patriots. It's going to be...
Oh, I call it that.
As we talked about last night.
That's a must-win.
Post-game, Jim Murray said there's going to be a lot of uneasy people tailgating in Foxborough. People are going to be a little on edge.
Anxious first quarter.
Getting ready
pal.
For that game.
Anxious first quarter.
On Sunday, right?
It's going to be nice.
A yeah. little bit on edge. We had fabulous luncheon here once again today. And, you know, people hear us talk about some of the lunch that we get.
Yeah,
we right?
say, meh, 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 meh. Yep.
This is one of my personal favorites. The Smoke Shop by Andy Husbands. Three locations. Kendall Square, now in the Seaport, and also Assembly Row. I'm not sure I can put into words how good the Smoke Shop is. Not sure I can. But I highly suggest it. I strongly urge you, if you like barbecue, try the Smoke Shop and tell me it's not some of the best barbecue you've ever eaten in your lifetime. Even if you have gone down south and you have gone to some of these, you know, now touristy places that boast of the best barbecue in the country. No. Go to the Smoke Shop and tell me that it's not on par with that, if not better.
See, his meat is his meat's phenomenal, but I was taught this a long time by a lot of guys that I played with, which are barbecue experts, and they sort of take it on themselves. Vince is one of them, too. You know, Vince, I didn't play with Vince, but Vince, I talked to Vince down in Houston about the barbecue stuff. He said, it's the sides. He said, if you know how to cook mac and cheese, or he said the biggest one, the two biggest ones, collard greens, and actually, the pig's feet, the chitlin. Now, chitlin's not technically barbecue, but if you want official, good old Southern cooking like that, you can perfect.
Competition-style barbecue.
I've had a lot of.
From Andy Husbands.
I told you
it
this.
It doesn't get better than that.
I told you that. I had a lot of collard greens. These collard greens that he cooked are the best collard greens I've ever
had.
Got
a little crunch to them, don't they?
It's almost like it's a vinegary spinach. It's a better. Normally, if
spice.
Andy said it too. He said people undercook.
This is like
it.
An infomercial.
And it gets better.
What we're doing.
I
missed the first part of it.
I don't care. He deserves it.
I was eating.
It's that good.
Andy actually came by today, and Andy has visited with us before. And I asked Andy. I said, "Listen, do you think you got any like tailgating stuff like that you could share with our listeners?
Yeah, something that's
because
simple. Don't overcomplicate it.
We got three home games in a row coming up.
1 o'clock games.
I invited him in. He's going to come in sometime in the next few weeks and sit with us and give us some pro tailgating tips. If you're a tailgater at Gillette, he's going to share that. He actually teaches like a tailgating class.
That's awesome. We're going to incorporate that to our show. Yes. We're going to do that on a Wednesday coming up.
Yeah,
so we're going to try. We're going to get it to you.
You've probably seen he's been on like all those today.
But we've had people bring him.
He's a nationally known guy, chef, author, all that.
Yeah, so there you go.
Very famous dude. He'll be with us one of these days soon. 6-1. Oh, I can't give you the phones. They're still not working, are they? Damn it! Damn it!
Fucking masker.
I just know that the callers are fired up today. Hopefully, we get that back for you.
What if they give Carlton their cell phone, but don't like put it out over the air and just have them like put on speaker and keep calling, like that.
So we played Rob Gronkowski coming back. He confirmed the Adam Schefter report yesterday morning.
Absolutely stunning.
Stunning that he confirmed it.
Stunning that he aired
so
out.
So unpatriot-like, isn't it?
That's the one. Probably more so than he should just go right up Bill's keister today. Like, you're going to air out the stuff we talk about internally. When have I ever said anything about any of you players? He didn't give you anything. And you're going to air out our problems.
Well, hold on. Pause. On the record, he said something. These guys all talk privately.
Yeah.
This is the first time anyone's gone on record about any of it.
Publicly. You put it out there. What? This is how we do business? Okay, now it's on. Now you better be careful as a player. Hey, he got a bump, though. Right? The two guys that had the biggest issues, they've got, they got raises.
Yeah, unattainable. Unattainable.
Isn't
bumps.
It? Who's laughing now? Right?
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Incentive-based raises.
Thank Big
you.
Ones.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, you guys hit those last year. Don't worry with the crew. We're going to stick you with.
$5 million in incentives that if you look at this team and you look at what's around him, I just think that those are now questionable. He needs to finish as a top five player. Brady, in quarterback rating, in completion percentage, in yards per pass attempt, touchdown passes, and passing yards. Do any of those look attainable with this current offense? Any of them. Never mind the Super Bowl bonus.
I mean, right now, without Edelman, no, it doesn't look attainable. But when he gets back and they get rolling, it could be attainable. Yeah. Yeah. Right now, all the pressure's on Brady and Gronkowski.
But you understand that a month, yeah, a quarter totally. Of the season is gone.
It's a big chunk.
25%. Before you even get him back on the field. Yeah.
It's like saying, hey, give me 25% of your portfolio. Go ahead and try and make that up in three quarters of a year. That's tough to do.
You know where Tom Brady currently ranks in passing yards in the NFL?
I'd probably say 25th.
Wow. Nailed it.
Did I?
25.
Nice.
He's
no
currently
clue.
25 on All the right. list.
Nice.
So he's not close. Do you want to know where he is on rating?
Rating? Oof, last night was bad. Blah, 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 blah. I'll say 22, 23.
14th.
14th.
Yards per attempt?
27.
24.
24 again.
24. 14th. Oof. Completion percentage. That's always a good one.
Not good last night.
18th in the NFL. What am I missing?
There was a stat that...
Oh, touchdown pass. I didn't give you the touchdowns where he ranks in touchdown passes.
The combination of the new young quarterbacks making starts somewhere. Someone had this on one of the NFL shows that they were hitting close to 80% completion percentage.
Tom Brady is currently 10th in touchdown passes.
Wow.
That's where you're at. So the closest he is to hitting an incentive is on TDs. He's got 6. And there's a big group of guys with 6 and 7 and 8. So it's early on that front. But that's where he's the closest. Everything else is 14, 24, 25. Down the rankings.
Yeah.
Sort of hard to hit those incentives.
Sure is.
That far down the list.
Yeah, I don't think he's thinking about that right now. He's got other issues. Like survival issues. Getting hit issues. Are the problems worse than what they seem to us by the naked eye, though? You know what I mean?
Like the goodwill that was earned with the bump?
Yeah.
Is going to go out the window.
Right. Because now, all of a sudden, then that's going to wear on you. Then all these other things, the more you lose, the other comments start to come out, like what Rob did yesterday, which was shocking, doubling down on that. Like, is it deeper? Is it more than that? Like, you're dysfunctional in a game. You'll come out, you could be effective, you could have a 12-play drive to start the game this week, and you sort of start putting that stuff behind you and start trending that way. But are some of these deep-seated issues, are they deeper than what it looks like to us? Like, we don't even have a clue what's going on, like behind the scenes or from a structure standpoint. It's like Josh did his week with Josh Gordon, just like, that's not going to work. Wouldn't that be something?
Did you get any sense of what the other players on the team make of Josh Gordon at this point?
Nothing, no. I went and watched him move around. I mean, he is man. If he could get it right, man, this dude. And I told you this about like guys like Alshon Jeffries, Megatron. Who else? Who's the bipolar guy? What's his name? Brandon Marshall. This guy's bigger than him. Bigger, faster, stronger. I mean, he is just a cut hunk of muscle. And he had sleeves cut off and his headphones on. He was catching passes. He wasn't going maybe 60% at top speed. Now, you could just tell he wasn't in. They weren't trying to get him ready to play. They just got him on a trip to try and absorb stuff. And Belichick comes out for the warm-ups. And he comes down, talks to Mr. Kraft, sees the Fords, stands with Matt. And then he goes over and seeks out Josh Gordon and goes and stands next to him, puts his hands in his pockets, talks to him for about 5 minutes. And then you just see somebody takes care of Gordon, brings him down here, and just to show him what to do, where to go, what to absorb, who to listen to. If they could get it right, this guy can be a beast. I mean, you see the physical ability just by looking at him and watch him walk around and function. Like, my God, how do you not have your head together? You could be a top flight guy in this league. And maybe that's what they're trying to find. I don't know if they'll get there. I don't. But I didn't get any inclination from anybody on it. They've oversaturated him with stuff and just seeing what he could grasp right now.
Today's takeaways coming up at 1:50, and we've got some excellent stuff in today's takeaways from the off-air portions of the Patriots broadcast last night, including the halftime show.
Good one.
Zoe is very excited about it. We've Best got thing one of the more day. Segment, though, to continue to talk about this game. And I do have maybe a couple other emails I'd like to read, because we got inundated with emails today with the phones being down. So I do want to get to some of that, all right? That's coming up.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Patriots lost second straight game, 26-10, this time to the Lions in Detroit. Got to fly home last night, though. Rob Gronkowski, get ready for a home game on Sunday. That's good.
It's always good to have home games after two road games. But, I mean, it doesn't really matter about where you're playing. It's all about execution. It's about doing what we need to do to win the games. And that's what we just didn't do on the last 2 weeks on the road. So hopefully we can put some good practices together, string them together, and come out and play well next week.
Gronkowski led Patriots receivers with 4 receptions, 51 yards. Next up, Dolphins come to Gillette on Sunday afternoon. They're 3-0 after beating the Raiders in Miami yesterday, 28-20. Steelers take on the Buccaneers in Tampa Bay tonight. That's your Monday night matchup. Red Sox lost to the Indians 4-3 in 11 innings yesterday. Tonight it's the first of three at Fenway Park against Baltimore. Headlines brought to you by the Boston Area Campus of Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Get in the game. Visit GoCSB.com for more details. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Dorsett in the huddle.
Can't line up right now. Brady's trying to bark signals.
Patterson to the left along with Gronkowski and Hogan. That's the wide side of the field. White to the right of the quarterback. First and 10 from the 21. Shotgun snap. A lot of time. Brady wears back, throws it deep downfield, and that pass is overthrown. He overthrew 5 Lions with Chris Hogan at the 45-yard line. 3 Detroit defenders deep down the middle of the field. Lee Blakeman, the referee, convening a huddle, and Brady comes over.
Oh, don't you dare throw it. They're going to throw you grounding?
They may throw a flag for intentional grounding.
What's the delay? You can do this?
And Al Blakeman is going to drop the flag.
So you mean to tell me that Al Riveron in league
intentional
office.
Grounding, offense number 12. Ball replaced at the 13th. No, actually, correction. Foul is 10 yards from the previous spot. It's a loss of down. Brings up second down.
So you mean to tell me Al Riveron could press a button, tell them, hold up the call. We're going to change a call, but yet we're going to allow Clay Matthews' hit on Alex Smith's stand as roughing the passer.
Where was the pressure on the quarterback?
There was no pressure on him.
He's not trying to avoid a sack.
This is Al Riveron pressing buttons in his little truck.
And
what a joke.
Now, was it Al or was it Russ? It could have been either one of those guys.
Well, someone stopped the game. Someone said, huddle up, boys.
Yeah.
We need to look at this.
That's bogus.
What dictates what you could reveal and what you can't?
Bogus, but I'm happy that Brady didn't complain about the bad call. He didn't. He thought it was wrong, but he hasn't complained about it. He complained about his team's lack
of
execution.
He still threw it.
Said, you know, well, maybe if the guy's actually in the area, if he's in the right place, we're not getting that call.
Like Bill said, Bill answered it. Ball was thrown where no receiver was. That's why they called it.
Bill trying to put it on Brady?
He didn't put it on Brady, but he's...
Really? Who's that on then?
No, but Bill
threw it to where there wasn't a receiver.
The question was, why was intentional grounding called? Because the ball was thrown in an area where there wasn't a receiver.
Bill was especially prickly last night.
I'm going to give you the definition. Bill goes, I'm going to give you the definition. He didn't put it on Brady. Just, you're going to ask a simple question, we give you a simple answer, and that's the meaning of it's the definition. Of the word.
There were two back-to-back questions at the end of the press conference.
The 12th man on the field was beauty.
The 12th man on the field was, I think, the second to last, and that was from Ben Volen, I believe.
Yeah.
Where he said, well, you think we planned it that way? But it was the one either right before or right after it, which was, you know, 1-2 start. How do you feel like that? You know, what does this do for your record? Right. That's the season where you start thinking about the division. Mm. And that was the one where he literally scoffed and smiled and laughed like,
oh, that was a female that asked it to my left side. She wasn't local Boston. She was, I think, Jacksonville. Coach, when are you going to start counting games as to when you're gonna, like, you know, tracking wins and losses and seeding? And he just turns and he starts shaking his head and he's mumbling something. His lips change.
Right.
I don't think anybody clinched a playoff spot today. I don't think anybody was eliminated today.
They still have life. That's a good
answer. It's a good answer.
It is a good answer. And look.
But the other
why are you asking like that? I understand it's like because fans think that way. Oh, 1-2. Now what? You can only afford to lose one more where you're going to have to go 12-1 the rest of the season.
You're two games behind the Dolphins who are coming in week four.
It's
two games back.
It's a fan question, and there may be a better way to ask it, but you're not going to get any answers. You're not going to get answers on anything from Belichick in that postgame, in that situation. You got a job to do. You got to try and ask it somehow, but I could have told you how that one was going to go.
All right, as promised, a couple emails, including this one from Jesse in Dubai. Who emailed at 1:45 this morning.
Oh, have you been there?
We have friends there.
Oh.
Yeah. It's pretty.
Jesse says, after watching that dismal performance,
Palm Island.
That dismal performance on both sides of the ball, is it safe to say that GM Belichick is hurting Coach Belichick and the rest of the team? We've known about Edelman's suspension for a while now, and it's been a revolving door of receivers since the beginning of camp. Only dressing three receivers plus Gronk doesn't seem like it's going to cut it in this league. Hopefully Edelman will play like the old Edelman and not the 32-year-old coming off a torn ACL. Gordon might give us something, but only time will tell. Instead of drafting Isaiah Wynn, should they have drafted someone like Calvin Ridley, who went three spots later?
Oh, Murray's guy. To hear this for 4 hours.
How's Calvin? Wait. How's Calvin Ridley look so far?
He's looked great. What are the three people you put away from him? Give me a freaking break.
I know he's only
put Calvin Ridley here. He's getting double covered.
But he's talking about Ridley in this.
Dumbass.
May have been a better pick. I just feel the lack of talent GM Belichick has brought in isn't up to par with Brady and Gronkowski and could be detrimental to the team.
How are you going to double cover Gronkowski and another player?
Easy. Well, play bracket coverage on one side. You put Calvin Ridley on the other side and Gronk. You take a backer and a safety, put him on Gronk.
Yeah, then Chris Hogan will be able to get open again.
Right.
There you go.
Mark writes,
he's going to beat that fourth man. Yeah.
He says, how is Rex Burkhead still on this team? The guy's played less than Josh Gordon.
On this team, they gave him a raise. They gave him a contract.
He says, I think we are finally seeing the spy and Deflategate penalties, poor drafting, and Pat's management being cheap, catching up to the team. Spygate, that's 11 years ago. Steve says, we had a good defense, but Bill got rid of it. Jamie Collins, Chandler Jones, Logan Ryan, Butler, the list goes on. Richard says, Beetle, please talk about the $11 million we're paying McCourty for one interception in 2 years. He plays 25 yards back and delivers no thump on his tackles. So has no reaction to that. Brian says...
I tried to bring that up a couple years ago. You guys are way against that, right?
All good emails.
Brian says, looks like Brady isn't going to hit his crappy incentive-laden contract. No way he'll be top five with this bunch of clowns.
Here's a problem. Here's a problem with your Devin McCourty criticism. Brother's so bad that it... You don't even find time to get to Devin yet.
Devin has not been good.
No. I think Devin would be the first to tell you that, like Hightower did last Friday to people. You don't think they know it? They're living it, man. You know it more when you live it than when you watch it. Yeah.
And then I'm going to save one email from Angie in Boston that just crushes Bill Belichick. I think I'm going to hang on to that one for you, like you asked me to.
Yeah, to be fair.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to hang on to that one. We'll read that one. Hang on to that one. Today's takeaways. Let's have some laughs next.
Okay.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Solak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
That's sweet,
All right, time for today's takeaways. On this Monday, brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. What do we got? A little treat?
I don't know. Hardy, what do we have here?
We have a lot of takeaways from yesterday's Patriots-Lions broadcast. Bob Soucy, Scott Zolak are your play-by-play and color analysts on the Patriots Radio Network.
My buddy Bob.
So we have a series.
That's my guy, Bob.
That's Bob. My son, Bob.
It's my partner, Bob.
We have a series of clips from the game yesterday. We begin with Bob describing the Lions uniforms.
And their kickoff specialist in the Honolulu blue jersey, silver number, that Zoe referenced.
Not the only time he gave us the Honolulu blue reference last night.
I looked at the color.
Honolulu blue.
Because there was another one out of halftime with the Honolulu blue.
That's the Lions color. It's Honolulu blue.
That's like a nautical blue.
How do you know all the words like that?
Shut up. Just get on to the next one.
Soucy also got very passionate about the Lions kicking the field goal instead of going for it on fourth down. So Bob got all fired up and sounded like this.
No, I'm with you. I think, number one, you send a you can send a message to your team.
You're 0-2.
It's fourth and inches. You're 0-2. You got LeGarrette Blount. You've been running the ball very effectively against the Patriots.
Yeah.
But then beyond that, Zoe, anybody should know that you can't match Tom Brady field goal for touchdown, it's a guy who was on the defensive staff of the past for 14 years.
We've done too many of these games.
You cannot trade field goals for Patriot touchdowns.
You don't kick field goals against New England. You don't do it. And he knows that. Well, maybe,
wow.
Maybe he found a new recipe last night and egg on us. Ha, ha, ha.
He let you talk there at the very end, though.
It still doesn't mean he was right.
It was an awful decision.
Still a terrible
still an
call.
Awful decision. At that time, and based on what you are as a team at that time, your home, place is banged out, everybody's getting into it, and you could just, you felt the air leave the
he
building.
Could have and should have won by more.
It was fourth and inches.
He should have given himself a chance at a touchdown.
Hey, if fourth and three, you're kicking, bro.
If you're nitpicking in Detroit today, you go after that.
Jeez, if that's the worst of your problems the day after a game, you're doing okay. Good one for Detroit today.
Beetle, you and I are going to analyze this comment from Zoe.
Oh, okay.
Once again.
Oh, I think I hope I know
of today's takeaways.
I hope it's the one that I think it is.
From last night's Pats Lions game.
You read everything all week about who ran rickshaw all over Detroit.
Did you say rickshaw?
For 2 weeks.
All right, hold on.
I think you were going to say rickshaw. I was the one who caught this last night. I'm like, did he just say?
I tried to steamroll through because I knew it wasn't coming out straight.
He just ran rickshaw.
Keep it going. Advance.
Who are you talking about there?
You read everything all week about who ran rickshaw all over Detroit, you know, for 2 weeks.
It's rickshaw.
Do you
want another shot at it right now?
I don't.
Just say the word.
I don't.
Because I would not say that word because I couldn't tell you how to spell it. I'm not sure.
Rickshaw.
No, it's not rickshaw. Is it rough shot?
It's roughshod. Rough shot. Rough shot.
Shod or shod?
Shod. Rough shod. Hod.
All right.
Todd.
There's a noise here we also have to analyze. What is this?
The rookie J.C. Jackson, undrafted free agent out of Maryland.
Not fooled for the
guilty
snap.
Party.
Long pause.
I'm trying to see it on the big board. Wait, come on,
we got a tweet last night that said Zoe is morphing into Eck on the Patriots broadcast.
He's a good thing.
He's making Eck sounds when things are going badly.
Thank you.
Which is good. Take
Eck's
that as
good.
A compliment.
I think Eck's the best in the business.
All right, during a commercial break, Zoe got very excited when he found out who was performing the halftime show. And
they
luckily,
right
as always, we're rolling on the mics even during the commercial breaks.
Holy shit. Little John's playing at halftime.
What's that?
Little John's playing halftime.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who's Little John?
Oh, really?
There's points like when you're with somebody, you think you know somebody, and then all of a sudden, there's a comment that happens. You're like, I have no clue who this person is. And I just sit there and I stared at him. Even Capella said.
You know what I love is that he says the oh, really before asking.
Really?
I'm
like, I'm an old man.
Like, who the bleep is Little John if I didn't know?
Are you serious?
Stand by 10, no. Stand by 10,
yeah,
stand by
10.
Stand by, stand by, wow. Stand by.
Who's Little John?
Is your home heating or cooling system giving you a warning?
There it is, and then they're back on the air.
Right back to it.
That's what it sounds like. That is, wow, that is a... Yeah. Pulling back the curtain.
All right, let's listen to a little bit of Little John and the halftime show last night.
Like Wiggy. It was like Wiggy morphed into Little John. I mean, the dreads on Wiggy and said, go sing.
I don't care for the music.
Because no one was doing Usher's part in that. Right? That's Usher. Well,
I was doing it.
I don't care for the music, but the lyrics are good.
I'm rubbing Bob's head at this point. It's like over Bob's head. And Bob actually goes, you know what? I know all these songs.
Shots.
Here's a little later in the Lil Jon performance.
Yeah. Awesome halftime show. F***ing unreal. Turned down for what? Yeah. Hey-ho. Hey-ho. Turned down for what? Oh, yeah. Yeah! It's the best thing all day.
And finally, back to the broadcast to begin the second half sounded like this.
Turn it over to Bob Soucy, who now knows who Little John is, after one of the greatest halftime shows of a regular season game that I've ever seen.
I mean, I'm sorry, but we're in Detroit, home of Motown music.
And during the last break,
Stevie Wonder, Smokey Robinson, Marvin Gaye.
It's two weeks in a row
Seger.
Now. 2 weeks in a row.
I mean, come on.
You took a picture of the rainbow last week, and then this week, you didn't know who Little John was.
I knew some of the songs.
You knew them all.
I was unfamiliar with the artist.
He played the hits.
And I guess art is in the eye and apparently the ear of the beholder. Our producer, Mark Capello, agrees with me.
It's the best thing I've seen all day. That's saying something.
Oh, it's quite a show when you talk about the sights. I'm just not sure about the sounds.
Oh, sounds great.
On those two, what a duo. The dynamic duo of Soucy and Zoe. We're back at it tomorrow at 10 from Foxborough. Yeah.
Oh, that'll
from
be fun
Foxborough
tomorrow.
Inside Gillette Stadium.
See you Wednesday.
Calgary Mazur next.